Hey, Red Edition, welcome. Happy day. Recently, I got an email. This is true. This ain't a joke. Kind of, sort of. Maybe it's a little bit funny, but it really happened. It says this. Don't forget the fundraising run for Alzheimer's tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And the tagline was, don't forget to run. Did you get it? Okay. The Prime Estate in Canada and his entire gang. You know what? They continue to be themselves. They're a bunch of left-wing wackos, and whether it be gun control or the potential of more gun control or a variety of other topics, they always say, we're going to go out now and get the opinion from Canadians, ordinary Canadians, and we're going to take the opinions, put them all in a great big bucket, stir them up, and we'll take the highest percentage, that's the theory at least, and kind of make it work for all Canadians. And of course, that ain't true. It's kind of like, think of a home. I got a bunch of kids and I say, let's go to a movie tonight. What do you want to go to? And so they kind of come up with this little consensus. And then I say, that's a great idea, but we're going to go to Star Wars. But nobody else wanted to go to Star Wars, but that's okay. I mean, I get in the car and I'm driving. I'm in charge. So I'm driving and just be nice little kids and let's go see what I want to see. Why do you ask my opinion if it doesn't matter? My wife did that to me once. She had two dresses, red one and a blue one. Which one do you like? I can't decide. I said, get the red one. She bought the blue one, didn't like the red one. Is she a liberal? No, she's not. That's just kind of a wife thing. But it does happen on a serious note, all of the time. In Canada, other countries too, but in particular Canada. They do it, they continue to do it. I mean, don't keep insulting us, asking us questions. We don't have any control anyway, because 80% of Canadians want this and 60% want that. It's always that way. And yet 60 or 70 or 80% of those elected politicians, and they're a bunch of whacks. I'm talking about a majority government, liberals, they do what they want. But they insult us continually asking for our input and our information, and it doesn't matter. Look at Loblaws recently, what happened there. This is the same company, it's a multi-billion dollar corporation. Same company was caught fixing the price of bread not long ago, okay? There's a whole bunch of other bad things that they've done as well. They're owned by one of the richest families in Canada. And recently, they were given $12 million so they could buy new refrigerators. 12 million bucks, right? Why? Oh, because they're liberal. How come they're liberal? They're rich. I thought capitalists had to be conservative. Actually not. If you see a rich conservative capitalist who didn't go out and screw everybody and take advantage of the system, he's a true entrepreneur and a true businessman and a true creator, and he's got vision. The vision of a capitalist, successful one, who's a liberal, the term capitalist shouldn't even be in there, that just means that he's good at getting money from the government, from you, if you're a taxpayer. They're good at that. They're good at filling out the forms. I know one guy, he lives in Toronto. He's in the movie making business. He's never made a movie that anybody's watched. I mean, he makes millions of dollars a year. He's got three people on staff. And you know what they do all day? Is they fill out forms. They fill out forms to get money. If I used a green screen behind me, I kind of forget the amount now. I used to know. I think it's $3,800. Per show that you're watching. We do several shows a week. I've done now over 3,000 shows with Red Edition over the course of the last several years, and I'm not getting $3,800 each and every time I do a show because I don't do a green screen. And I don't do all the other grants that they do either. That's corporate welfare. I don't want any part of it. I think I might be alone there, but you know what? It needs to be fixed, and you can't have a government in Canada like you do because it's just, it's wild. And the prime mistake now, the polls are starting to show that maybe they're not doing very well. So he's doing the old Trump card. That's bad. No reference to the president. Let me use another verb here or another word. He's using some kind of race card. That's what it would be. And we're not talking about driving cars. He's saying that Scheer is a white nationalist. Where did that come from? You're white, he's white. What are you talking about? He'll do anything he can to add fluff, to take people away from the facts. Yesterday, I was driving behind a car and he had a bumper sticker on. It's biblical. Put your head down a little bit and stand up straight. I want to share the story with you. The sticker said this, pray for Justin Trudeau, Psalm 109:8. So when I got home, I rushed over to my Bible. I had to open it up and read the scripture. And there it was, Psalm 109:8. Let his days be few and brief. Bow your head and pray for the Prime Estate of Canada. Y'all come back. See ya.